Rebels make a Christmas Day threat in Congo. A movie ban halts an evangelistic film ministry. And a new airstrip in Indonesia could plant a church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ugandan rebel soldiers of the Lord's Resistance Army are threatening a repeat of last year's Christmas Day massacres in northeast Congo. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says although they're not in the heart of the danger zone, they're taking it seriously.
The threat always concerns any of us who are working in Congo because of how it spreads.
That's even more of a concern now that rebel soldiers recently attacked a village near a GMI outpost.
I just got word that some of them attacked a village not very far from our main center south of Bukavu, so that is causing insecurity is meant that the teams are out doing evangelism and going to our schools. They have all shut down and everyone is returning back home to find out what's happened.
Pray for their team. The region is GMI's largest and oldest ministry region.
We need to pray for the people who are rulers and kings and whoever they are so that we might live in peace. And we enjoy it and forget that there's so many Christians who don't have that this Christmas.
Next, a strike has halted the work of Gospel for Asia's evangelistic film teams in Manipur, India. Students are protesting what they say is unnecessary violence by police who have allegedly murdered a number of people in recent months. The strike includes a ban on entertainment, festivals, and showing of movies, and the students will enforce it with violence. Pray for resolution for the situation so the residents of Manipur can live in peace and have the opportunity to hear the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. An Indiana Rotary Club in the U.S. has committed to provide safe drinking water for thousands of people, says World Hope International's David Erickson.
They're just one Rotary Club, but they have embraced the goal of raising enough funds to drill 100 wells in Sierra Leone over the next 2 years. And that will make a life and death difference in the lives of 70,000 people.
The club saw the love of Christ tangibly demonstrated through World Hope International's high-quality work, and you can help with the same work.
There are people who are suffering now because they don't have access to safe water, and they are begging God to meet their need. That's their prayer. And in an amazing way, God invites us to be part of His answer to their prayer.
Meanwhile, it took a long time, but now a rural village in Indonesia will have more access to the gospel because of a new airstrip. Pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship's Dan DeSalvo says this airstrip in Kiage, Papua, Indonesia is unique.
Well, the people started building back in 2000, so it was just about 9 years that it took them from the time that they started building until the time that they completed the airstrip.
The airstrip was the idea of a local pastor who wants to see a church planted there.
Apparently, there's no church in Kiage. But they're hoping that by building an airstrip in their very remote village and in their valley, that this will promote evangelism in their people.
DeSalvo tells us how.
They're going to have a lot more access to other pastors and evangelists to be able to come to their area. Because of where they're at, they're very isolated, and there is no other airstrip in their area. Now they're going to have a little bit more access with an airplane.
Pray National believers will be effective in sharing the gospel and planting that first church. And Ira is a 12-year-old girl in Ukraine. She's lived with a disability affecting her legs and can't go to school. When a Global Aid Network team was distributing wheelchairs recently in her area, she came alone. It was clear that a wheelchair was the best solution to provide mobility for Ira. Aside from meeting the physical needs there, the teams were also presenting the gospel and distributing care packs and books. Pray that hearts respond to the hope of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Service offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Time's running out. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China. You can also request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.